CNCFlare.com presents Two Cents Worth, a podcast on B2B sales and entrepreneurship. The one podcast that's not afraid to discuss real sales strategies with real entrepreneurs that produce real results.
Every day I'm hustling.
Here's your host, James Harper.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the 2 Cents Worth podcast. I'm your host, James Harper. I'm actually going to roll with this podcast solo today. We're not going to have a guest on. I just wanted to jump up on here and share a few thoughts and just ideas that I've been having lately when it comes to outbound sales. I really want to talk about thinking long term, thinking profit versus paycheck when it comes to implementing an outbound sales strategy. I think in the outbound sales world, and I guess in this instance, I'm really speaking to a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners, that we have such a big focus on quick lead generation. In today's world, in today's society, we are obsessed with quick results. I get it. We all love instant gratification. We all love the new notification. We all love the quick DM. We like that instant feeling. But the truth is, and history across the board with anything shows us that anything that's worth while that produces a great result, keyword being a great result, takes time. It comes with the process, and that we have to focus on the long term. Let me give you a comparison here. I like to compare outbound sales and a really good business development strategy to working out and achieving great health results through exercise. So if your goal, let's use the workout analogy, is to lose 20 pounds and build muscle, we know that doesn't happen overnight. There's a process that has to take place in order for that to happen. Unfortunately, we just can't suit up and show up and go to the gym and lose 20 pounds by working out for a week, working out a few times for a few weeks. It won't even happen maybe in a few months. There's no get quick rich schemes. There's no lose a ton of weight fast schemes, as we all know. If we're focused in on the end result, the long-term success, and we actually have a process put in place and we have the mental motto of consistency top of mind, we are going to succeed. Just like outbound sales, we have to have the long-term goal in mind, we have to have a process in place, and we have to be consistent. So we want to lose these 20 pounds. We realize that multiple things go into it. It's more than just working out and going to the gym. We know we have to do that. Let's say that's 3 to 4 times a week. We have to change our diet because we have to change our habits. And multiple things go into success when it comes to getting a great result. Again, keyword being great result. And when we input and put forth great sales strategies, we should expect a great result. So we're going to work out 3 to 4 times a week. We're going to change our diet, and we are going to be consistent. We're going to get on a schedule. We are going to hire a trainer. We are going to do our due diligence and do our research on a strong diet. We are going to speak with our spouses about changing our routine at home with how we cook meals. A lot goes into losing 20 pounds because that's a great achievement. That's a great result, which is what we're aiming for. Now let's take this comparison and match it into an outbound sales strategy. Let's say your goal is to increase revenue by $500,000 this year. You have a long sales cycle, being 90 days plus. Let's say that you have had some success in the past, but it's been inconsistent at best. Just like working out, we all of a sudden have to put in a cold prospecting strategy that's going to make sense, that's going to be consistent, that's going to produce, again, a great result. Taking a prospect that has no idea who you are, that's completely cold, that has no business doing business with you right now is very difficult. It's like losing 20 pounds. It's a hard thing to accomplish. Getting someone to do business with you that has no idea who you are is not an easy thing. Again, that's why I don't like the word quick, easy when it comes to companies selling lead generation. I just don't think it's a easy thing to achieve. And I definitely don't think when you're doing it at a high level, big business to business level, that it's a quick thing either. So we're setting up this outbound sales process. We are going to obviously put our strategy in place, what channels we're going to use, our messaging in place. We're going to identify our target list, aka our most ideal prospects. And we are going to put an outreach program in place that obviously conveys our message, does it on a consistent basis, does it on a multi-channeled approach, and we do it consistently. And then we have to monitor those results, just as if we were working out. Our strength's going to increase. So our weight that we're bench pressing increases. Our weight's going to drop because we're burning more calories, because we're taking more steps. We can't manage what we can't measure. So in a good outbound sales campaign, when you're setting up the strategy, you have to put in metrics in place which are going to be meaningful to your measurement, so you can manage better once the strategy is implemented. We take this over the course of a time. We rinse, we repeat. We rinse, we repeat. We build habits. We have to make prospecting continuous. Good colleague Sanju Steven, he always says that, make prospecting continuous. We have to build great habits when it comes to our outbound sales campaign. So again, when it comes to lead generation, business development, creating opportunities, pounding the pavement with prospects, building new relationships, we have to think long term. It's almost impossible to think short term. Why do I say this, and why do I know this to be true? Obviously, as many of you guys listen to the show know, that I've been in marketing forever, and I've been in sales forever. I've just seen it over the course of time. People who expect quick results often get let down continuously. It's just that simple. So if you're a business owner listening to this podcast, if you're an entrepreneur in a sales role, or if you're a sales development rep and you're in charge, or a business development rep, a BDR, and you're in charge of being a big part to a sales strategy, we have to think long-term when it comes to our outbound sales game. Now, that's not to say that we can't hit a home run on the first or second pitch. Just by creating action, we're going to feel good. We're going to see progress. We are going to see results along the way. But the end result, to get a great result, which is a great accomplishment, a huge sale, to get the elephant prospect that you've been wanting, there has to be a process in place, and there has to be the mindset of growth. There has to be the mindset of long term, and we have to think profit and not paycheck. Guys, my rant's over, my vent's over. Those have just been some thoughts on top of my mind here lately. Recently, to kind of pop the hood, if you will, at agencyflare.com, we've seen a big narrative just in 2021 of people wanting quick lead generation. And again, I get it. We love instant gratification. We all want the quick result. But the truth is, often the quick result is just a fantasy. And we've been trying to educate our prospects and our clients in a different manner, which is we have to think long term. Let me also say this, and I'll finish with this. If you get an outbound sales partner, you actually want a long term partner, because the goal should be to create sustainable results. You don't want a quick shot in the arm, a quick injection into your pipeline when it comes to sales. You want long-term sustainable results when it comes to your cold prospecting in your pipeline. So in order to accomplish that, you want to find a long-term outsourced business development partner. Just like if you were to hire an employee, you don't want to hire that employee just for 90 days, 6 months. You want that employee to grow with your company. You want them to evolve your sales process. So it's just something that's been top of our mind as a company lately, is educating our own clients, changing our own sales process, and then also internally kind of reprogramming how we work and focus more so on long-term success versus quick hit results. Of course, we want quick hit results. The truth is, when you focus long term, you're going to see results continuously, which is key. Guys, I'm James Harper. If you're looking for great outbound sales content, head over to outboundsalesreport.com. Sign up for our quarterly outbound sales newsletter, agencyflare.com if you're looking for more outsourced business development content. And if you like this podcast, guys, go ahead, please rate it. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Send it to a colleague. We appreciate all the love and listenership. More than anything, we appreciate you. So until next time, cheers.